Now, the United States has once again threatened North Korea with an overwhelming response against the use of nuclear weapons.
And those who would challenge our resolve or our readiness should know. We will defeat any attack and meet any use of conventional or nuclear weapons with an overwhelming and effective American response.
Well, Pence added that Washington is working with China and Japan to put economic and diplomatic pressure on Pyongyang in response to the country's nuclear and missile ambitions. The U.S. vice president reiterated that all options were on the table in dealing with North Korea. Pence's comments come as North Korea has slammed the United States for its provocative actions in the Korean Peninsula, saying Washington is bringing the region to the verge of an all-out nuclear war. North Korea says it is prepared to respond accordingly if the White House opted for an attack. Joining us via Skype from Osaka is Ryan Dawson. He's a human rights activist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dawson. Now, of course, Pyongyang there threatening the United States for increasing its provocations and bringing the region to a verge of an all-out nuclear war. Washington, though, doesn't see it that way.
Yeah, Washington never sees it that way. Every war they've been in since World War II has been started with lies and deceptions. Of course, North Korea is making threats. They have no other card to play. Every year, South Korea and the United States do war games with mock invasions of North Korea. How would any country respond to such belligerent behavior? They don't use the carrot, they only use the stick. Trump has sent aircraft carrier over there. China has put troops on the border. Any small nation that was surrounded by superpowers like that would be nervous and trigger happy.
Right now, Mr. Dawson, we are seeing an increase in tensions between U.S. and North Korea, despite the fact that, as you've just mentioned, there have been these military drills year on year between U.S. and South Korean military. What is different now? Why is the U.S. working towards increasing these tensions?
Well, it's not only the military drills, it's also the deployment of the THAAD system, which has radar that penetrates into Russia and China, which has upset both of those nations as well. Trump is saying and had said before in the campaign that ridding the world of nuclear weapons was going to be his main focus, but in places like Iran, which does not have a nuclear weapons program or weapon, they're talking about now reviewing the sanctions, even though it's working. With Korea, they want to put in more sanctions. Why? North Koreans are already starving to death. They're suffering enough. It's the U.S. actions that are causing them to build up their military because they have no other way of combating the U.S. They don't have major trade. They don't have a lot of economic sway. The only thing they have is their military. It's a 1950s out-of-date kind of military as well. They're scared to death because they're looking down the barrel of a gun at the United States. The United States, unlike North Korea, has invaded a multitude of nations and killed millions of people since the world wars. And so I imagine the North is extremely frightened at this prospect of a belligerent president that lobs cruise missiles when he feels like it and coming in and saying with his Secretary of State that all options are on the table. There is no military solution to North Korea. In every war games act ever, South Korea loses a city. That is a sacrifice far too big to make, and they should be looking at other solutions.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's human rights activist Ryan Dawson joining us via Skype from Osaka. Mr. Dawson, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.